We're talking with the president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Tracy Bruner. Tracy, for our listeners, maybe first of all, tell us a little bit about your cattle operation in Kansas.
Well, we're a diversified operation in eastern Kansas, kind of in the western Flint Hills area, not unlike many Kansas operations. We have everything represented from a seed stock operation to a Flint Hills yearling grazing business, farm and feed yard, 8,000 head finishing yard. So we are diversified. We're a family corporation, fourth generation, myself, two brothers, and now we've got a fifth generation coming into the operation behind us.
Wow, so multi-generational, and truly, if you start talking about a family farm or a family ranch, you can, I guess you're a good profile.
Well, we're not unusual for many of the Kansas operations that you'd be familiar with.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your year ahead as president of NCBA. Got some issues out there that are pretty important. I guess the two that kind of stick out, the ones that have those alphabetical connotations, WOTUS and TPP.
Well, yes, TPP is the expanding foreign trade and gaining market access on a level playing field to the Pacific Rim is a high priority. And, you know, we define it as probably the most important issue for that next generation of the beef industry. We need a level playing field, market access into Japan that would take away the current disadvantage that we have to Australia. Australia is selling meat into Japan at a 10% tariff while we're paying 38%. You know, so a severe disadvantage there. It also level the playing field with other competitors. There's, I believe, around 11 countries that are part of the TPP. The two largest ones being the United States and Japan. TPP would tie together 40% of the global economies into a free trade agreement, and by doing that, it will also give us some leverage against China and other large countries that. In trade. So, in absence of TPP, there's a free trade agreement that's being promoted by China. And so we have two choices. We can either ratify TPP that the United States led the way in the drafting of and the negotiation of, or we can not pass TPP and we'll succumb to the rules that China sets. And I know that in the long run, the United States would be much better under TPP.
The big question mark now is, when will Congress consider it? How do you encourage lawmakers to do it sooner rather than later?
Well, we're gonna continue to talk about it. We're gonna encourage Congress to discuss it and take action on it. You know, we are in a general election year, and that being a general election year, it makes Congress less anxious to take up anything really heavy, such as TPP. But we're going to continue to push. We're going to try and make it part of the topic in D.C. and around the country. And so you can look for NCBA to continue to lead the way on trade, and TPP is the issue of the day.
Another issue that I'm sure that you'll have more than one conversation about over the next year as president, where we are with EPA on the Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule, currently, of course, tied up in the courts. There's something that has to give on this issue as well.
Well, to associate WOTUS with clean water is a misnomer, Ron. Cattlemen and farmers, ranchers all around the country are in favor, very much in favor of clean water. WOTUS is not about clean water. It's about expanded federal government jurisdiction that threatens private property rights. And we're going to continue to push back. We're not going to allow the federal government to initiate massive government overreach at the expense of private property rights. So the administration has wrongly used the guise of of clean water on their effort to expand their administrative authority, and we're currently in litigation. We've got a stay on the Waters of the U.S. rules, and we're not alone there, Ron. You know, NCBA, Farm Bureau, other land use organizations, National Association of Realtors are in there with us. So a lot of private property rights groups that are pushing back hard on the federal government, and you know, this is just another example of initiatives that we expect to come from this administration. We expect to escalate as they're in their lame duck period, and we think that administrative pen is an executive order is going to continue to haunt us for the next year.